How's that mystery guest doing, Carl?
Mystery guest has technical issues. He'll have to wait till the next version of the podcast. Nolan wants an invite.
Are you on the phone with him right now?
No. He went to grab dinner
All right,
because we
tell
can't.
us who it is then.
No. You'll never guess. Never guess.
Nolan!
Nolan! It was
Oh, it's
Nolan! It
Nolan!
was Nolan! It's
It's Nolan! Nolan!
What's up, guys?
How's it going, old man?
Hey, Nolan, are you our mystery podcast dude?
What do you mean?
No, he is not your podcast.
If you were,
what
you wouldn't
the
have
hell
said, what do
are
you
you talking
mean?
about?
She just said, damn right I am.
Well, hell yeah, that's me. I'm Ruck, yes.
No, you already pretty much denied it.
This is BLS Podcast / Meeting for July 16th, 2007. We've got Frobro, M. Clark, Panterason, Saint Orion, formerly Bobby Hell, Lieutenant Bobsled, and M.W. Nolan in the room.
Dude, what?
And we're missing one asshole AFK special guest.
Damn it.
Damn you, special guest.
Due to technical difficulties.
Is he going to show up later?
We just cannot get connected to him. And I think it's like some router problem on his end, so...
Oh,
I'm gonna
so
have
he
to...
can't even get on live. It's not just... Okay.
He can get on live, and he can send messages back and forth, and he can connect up to random rooms, but he can't connect up to our room.
And our room just kicks that
much
ass. That's what I thought.
Our room kicks too much ass.
You guys have guessed a lot of names, and it's none of those names.
Damn.
Angel? Is it Angel?
Oh, my God.
You can keep guessing, because... I'm not telling now.
My dad?
Bro's mother? Yes.
What?
No.
What's up, y'all? Mom, is that you?
I know you guys chatted a lot about this when I was on the phone with a special asshole guest, but what were some of you guys' what were some of the highlights for E3 for you guys? I mean, what games did you see that you really are more stoked about now after seeing all the E3 cover?
Killzone 2. I know that's not a 360 game, but...
That does look really good. I mean, that fucking... The gameplay movie just looked phenomenal.
Yeah, it almost looked...
I mean, I'm just ready for Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty 4, Halo 3.
Ooh, yeah, Call of Duty 4.
Dude, Call of Duty
they're
looks
playing
good.
E3 again.
Only that one demo looks good. I thought all of them were crappy till they have that sniper crawling through the grass or whatever
yeah.
on that single player
in a ghillie
demo.
Suit.
That blew my mind.
That was pretty sick.
Yeah, and then he was taking out those enemies.
Like, everything I've seen before, I was just like another crap
yeah.
shooter. Like,
yeah.
But that one really popped me, dude. That was a good ass video.
What I missed which game you were talking about there, Nolan.
Oh, Call of Duty
Call
4.
Of Duty 4.
Call of Duty 4.
They did the single-player demonstration of the sniper and the spotter crawling through the grass with ghillie suits. It was an awesome fucking demonstration, man. I think it's number 7 on the E3 downloads.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I put that one on the forums.
I like the end of the demo when they're crawling through the grass and they have like the tanks and all the guys like walking towards them. They're like. Maybe those go over. It don't make any sudden movements or whatever. And then, like that's where the demo ends. I got pissed.
Cool. It.
And we were talking about Bobby. And we were talking a little bit about the Star Wars Unleashed.
Yeah, what's got you excited about that?
Finally,
yeah,
LucasArts
is
doing
yeah,
something.
The
commercials I've seen. It actually looks pretty awesome. Well,
you should
see the demo they released, or not the demo, but the new video that they released at E3. It's even better. I'll watch it online here in like a little bit.
Yeah. Is that going to be like Jedi Academy, or what type of gameplay is that going to be?
Yeah, I think so.
Like a first-person action?
I think it's supposed to be similar. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's still third-person, but I'm assuming it is.
Okay, yeah, I suppose it makes third-person for the lightsaber.
Yeah.
Makes more sense.
Right, and then first-person probably when you pick up the guns and whatever else. But,
I thought that
and
Kane
I think
and Lynch
that's the first...
impressive, too. Sorry.
Which one?
Kane and Lynch, but there's no multiplayer, though.
Oh, there's not?
No, it's like it's made by the people who made Hitman and stuff, and they've never really made any multiplayers.
How can you not make multiplayer in this day and age?
Well,
if it doesn't work, if it doesn't
make,
work
like,
with the game.
Style game like that.
Yeah, I don't think they could do it either, man. Unless they made it watered down and stupid.
Yeah, if it doesn't work with the gameplay, it's not gonna be good multiplayer.
I suppose.
gameplay is first, man. If it doesn't fit in, don't make it fit in. That's when you make a game that just comes out horrible and people lose.
I wouldn't mind if they tried, though, you know?
But, I mean, speaking of, I mean, not having multiplayer, I mean, like, me and Party this weekend, we made fucking Guitar Hero 2 multiplayer. We're sitting there in private chat.
Party was telling me.
We were sitting there in private chat, and we set up so we were both at the same venue, and then we go to the same song, and we'd have a countdown like 3, 2, 1, go, and we both hit the button at the same time, and then we'd try to beat each other's score. I mean, we were sitting there at the end comparing stats to see who won. But I mean, it's like, you know, that's pretty simple, just a simple battle mode, and that would have, you know, at first I thought it'd be hard because you'd have to sync up the music and stuff like that, but you really don't have to have them perfectly in sync. And you just have to compare scores at the end. I mean, how hard would that have been to put into Guitar Hero 2? Just a simple, you know, high score battle on the same song.
Did you guys see the Guitar Hero 3 stuff for E3?
That's nothing next to Rock Band.
Yeah, I know. Like,
the Rock Band is what I'm looking forward to right there.
Yeah.
That's going to be kick-ass.
Once I saw all the Rock Band coverage, it was like Guitar Hero 3 is just an afterthought now. I mean, it's Guitar Hero 2.5.
Smart move, because Rock Band's a Microsoft exclusive.
Is it?
Yeah, Guitar Hero won't be. I think they were trying to break away. I believe the people that make Rock Band were people that actually broke away from Guitar Hero.
Well, yeah, Harmonix.
You're getting half the team.
Yeah, dude, I can't wait for the drum set. Even though I suck at drums.
I know, I have no sense of rhythm, but I'm getting that drum set.
See, that's the thing about the drum set. You can start off on easy, having
and work
no drum experience,
up.
No musical experience whatsoever, and actually learn over the course of time playing all these songs and bumping up the difficulty to how to get behind a real drum set and play it. The way the drum pads are set up on the mock drum kit for the video game are the actual same positioning. The hi-hat would be here, your tom-toms here. So when you get behind that drum kit, it's going to look different, but you're going to be feeling the same when you're playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when we...
I'm not into those games, but I want to try it.
Yeah, when we put together the BLS Rock Band, who gets to be drummer? Since we all, we all
hey,
want to try.
I want to be bass, because I'm black, and black people just play bass.
No, I'm bass.
Bro, you get the stand-up bass, brother.
Yeah, you get the double bass.
Damn right.
And who's going to have to suffer through being the singer?
Ooh.
I know, I'm gonna be the singer.
We gotta go recruit like some 10, 12 year old kid first.
Hey, who's even gonna buy the microphone? That's probably another question.
Well, hey, on the plus side,
wait,
you can play the tambourine
about?
With it.
Well,
there's like a band machine coming out or something like that?
Rock Band.
Dude, Bobby, yeah, please do not say you
if you haven't heard of it,
band.
You're living under a rock, man.
What are you talking about?
It's Rock Band. It's a new game by Harmonix
and
EA.
It doesn't matter anyways, because Bobby's moving, and he won't have, you know...
Yeah, he won't have connection.
He won't have internet, so...
He won't be able to join our band, man.
He
can be one of our groupies, though.
Yeah.
So, like,
yeah, Bobby,
just,
it's a co-op,
dude, it's like
multiplayer
Guitar
Hero game. Yeah. It's online, it's co-op, you have drums, bass, guitar, vocals, tambourine, whole spiel, man. It's Guitar Hero times 5.
Tambourine
cool.
Or cowbell.
Cowbell.
Dude, I'm all over the cowbell now.
That's where
Will
the money
Ferrell,
is,
baby.
Cowbell musician.
I need more
dude,
cowbell.
Well, it's the vocalist, tambourine, and cowbell are all one player with the normal microphone, depending on
okay.
The song.
Oh, damn it. I was thinking of some stoner sitting there with a cowbell, like, once in a while.
Cowbell can
have, like 10 notes throughout the whole song or whatever.
You give that to the guy that sucks.
I got perfect.
Whoever's really bad in the band gets to play the bell.
Oh, can you make your own music, or do you have to follow everything?
Probably
like
not.
Guitar Hero?
From what I've heard, there are supposedly jam sessions where
yeah.
You can do free jam sessions.
They've,
and if you do good, you get to continue through
like
the game.
That.
Yeah, they've had those in the videos where if the band as a whole scores high enough on the song, the end is just you just hit mash buttons for higher score.
Nice.
So like on the video, they just saw the drummer just going nuts, banging on everything, and the guitar people are just hitting all their buttons and strumming, and the singer's just screaming in the mic. And their score is just flying up. It looks pretty cool.
That's it, Carl. You're our singer, buddy.
Yeah.
Ow!
We should get Fro-Bro to rap.
You need a pair of leather pants.
Come on, Fro-Bro.
Leather pants?
You gotta rap.
I don't know about that.
Yep.
Kanye West style.
Dude, I can't rap.
Learn.
Learn? Yeah, let me go pick up Rapping for Dummies.
Alright. We're rapping now.
But I call cowbell.
You call the cowbell. Well, then you have to sing, too.
They
come as a package.
Oh, they do? Oh, fuck that.
If I'm going to get screwed, because I'm going to end up buying the drums and the guitar, it's going to be expensive.
I know. Well, I'm thinking I'm just going to pick up the whole set, because I want to try the whole fucking thing.
I'm not worried about the cowbell.
So name all the instruments you could play.
You got...
I know there's cowbell, accordion, bass...
accordion.
Oh, my God.
There's going to be four parts. There's going to be four parts. There's going to be the lead guitar, the bass or rhythm guitar... Then they're going to have the drums and the singer.
I'm sorry. The accordion was in the sequel. Polka Star.
Polka Star. Oh, man.
Get some bagpipes going on in that.
What about the keyboard guitar?
The keytar?
Hell
yeah.
No, keyboard.
Dude, we could play some Yanni music. Yeah. Yanni! Yanni!
How dare you make fun of Yanni?
Come on. If you dress up like a magician and don't do magic, something is wrong with you, man.
He's just there because, like, his mustache is so awesome.
Oh, man. I wonder about you guys sometimes.
I bet I could compose music like hella.
Ubisoft Wisconsin presents Polka Star Extreme. In a land ruled by cheese, a young boy dreams of the day he will become a polka star, including unforgettable polka hits as Try It.
Try it, you'll like it. Try it, you'll like it.
Old Milwaukee.
Now here's a little tune they play in Old Milwaukee. It's just a happy little...
Roll out the barrel.
Roll out the barrel. See how your money will go.
And special bonus track, the lesbian polka.
Now I know why you said let's be friends, because you're a lesbian.
Xboxes are giving them lip besides mine.
What?
What's it doing?
I'm on.
No, it just, it won't read discs, man. Like, it will read everything but the ones I really want to play.
like
it won't play any Clancy games, and it won't let me play Fight Night.
Well, it's fucked.
That's all I know of so far.
What you gotta do then is overheat your Xbox so you get the three rings of death and send it in, and then they'll sing.
Yeah, I was thinking about wrapping it in a towel and shit and just running it all day.
Do aluminum foil.
Oh,
but
shit.
Even then, it's 4 to 6 weeks now because they're so overloaded with
right.
the new warranty or whatever. And so yeah. I'd just rather send it in once I buy a new one and have two. I think that's going to be my.
Well, if you're
going to
do that, man, do what I did. That's exactly what I did. I went and got the Elite, and I'm just going to go and take my other one and have it fixed. Use that.
I think I'm just
going to
buy a core.
Buy a core?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I mean,
like, do I really want to pay like that much extra just to get a black Xbox?
I know. It's...
You get a much
and
bigger
an
hard drive.
Board.
Extra 100. Yeah, you get an extra 100 gigabytes
no,
on hard drive,
you,
too. It's
you could get your favorite, and you could get the Halo 3 edition. Huh?
Actually, that one's really fucking tempting, man.
Yeah, because it has the HDMI.
Yeah, I just
bash
on Halo
gig.
Because people react to that, dude. I'll play Halo. I'm going to play Halo 3. I just bash it because everyone gets all butthurt and shit. You call it Galo and the whole room wants to kick your ass.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that when they announced the Halo 3 Xbox, like the room at E3, just like nobody really gave a shit. They're just like...
No, they didn't. Like, and the guy, he pulled it behind the counter and he was like, oh, I have one more thing to show you.
and he pulls it out, and he expects this, like, gasping, and nobody says anything.
It was pretty, though. I like that, all the
it
drab
does look,
and the
it
gold.
Does look, it does look nice. I mean, they did a good job with it.
I haven't seen it yet.
I don't think so. I think it looks like baby diarrhea. You
know,
I love diarrhea.
No color.
It's like the brown zoom. What the fuck?
It rocks.
But when you compare it to white, I mean...
Yeah, in the end, it's not going to make my TV bigger. I don't give a shit. Like, I just want something
Dude,
to play
if my
hand.
Xbox could make my TV bigger, that'd be awesome. Just plug it in, like, 3 extra inches. Whoa.
Nice.
Like, technically, I just want everything, so I have to cut myself off at certain points.
But did you guys...
Although, it may turn into, like, the Halo Edition Xbox. There were so few that you could sell them online for a pretty penny.
I never did get one of those. You're talking about the clear, green plastic
one? Yeah, the Halo Edition Xbox, not the 360.
That was pretty sweet.
Yeah, that looked cool. I remember when I got an Xbox, I was trying to get one, but it was impossible. Unless you went on eBay and paid more than double the price of an original.
Well, I paid $650 for the 360 I got now. I was desperate.
And it doesn't read this.
I was getting one, and I was getting jealous.
When did you get your...
And it's my second one to top it off.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks after. Like, Weapon said he got his, and I almost cried, dude. I had to find one.
Because I got mine in December.
I got mine in, like, August.
Yeah, this is my second one, and... I know a few people that are on their second or third. Or
I talked to this one guy. I talked to this one guy. He's like, "Oh yeah, I'm on my like seventh." I'm like, "Your seventh Xbox?"
At
I was giving up after
he
like
was
my
doing
third.
Something wrong.
I'm like, "Yeah, fuck this."
That's like Apex, man. He's like on to his fifth or sixth one.
Yeah.
Man, that man's having nothing but hell of a problem.
I don't know how Microsoft's pulling out. Like, they're in the lead in the like not the lead. I think the Wii's probably beating them.
Well, the Wii's selling more at this point, but the Xbox still has more consoles out there.
Right.
I don't know how Xbox is holding on to the lead when like 90% of their consoles are breaking.
It's because they replace them for free.
Out are Xbox.
Microsoft actually asked Apex what was he doing to his Xboxes that they were all malfunctioning.
What does he have?
They asked him where he was putting it, what he was doing to it. Was he trying to mod him? All this stuff. They're trying to put the blame onto him for these Xboxes malfunctioning.
Making a grilled cheese sandwich.
I had my George Foreman grill on top of it.
I would be interested to see the location of his Xbox.
I mean, does he have it on top of his AV receiver or something like that?
Like, I can't spill the beer or nothing, but I do know that there's things out there that can fuck your Xbox.
It's sitting on his entertainment center, and it is not plugged into a surge protector. You're not supposed to have it plugged into one because it has one built into the power supply on it.
Right.
Oh, really? I'm plugged into a surge protector.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, that just needs to have double layer protection.
Double condom.
Yeah,
dude,
like,
plus
like,
you can use the
yeah, but then you lose
defense.
All feeling if you got two of them.
Yeah, but at least it won't blow up and
you
overheat.
You don't want a double bag.
No blame it on anything at this point. It's because all of them are screwing up.
Well, it's really is a design problem. And like if you look at the Xbox hacking sites, the hacking sites have it nailed down. The bracket that holds down the heat sink over the CPU and the GPU. There's the heatsink on the top of the PC the motherboard, and then on the bottom of the motherboard there's a bracket that holds the heatsink down, and when it gets too hot that bracket has too much force on it, it actually bends the motherboard, and then the solder connecting the CPU chip up to the motherboard melts a little bit, and if it cools in the wrong position you no longer have a connection, and you can get a red ring of death that way, and a lot of modders.
Get out your solder gun, Nolan.
Yeah, a lot of modders will open up their Xbox and take off the heatsink and redo that bracket. There's quite a few tutorials about how to do that, and then to fix it, they actually keep the heatsink off the CPU, start up the console to get it like really hot for 5 minutes, and then melt the solder back into the right place, and then put the heatsink back on. It's fucking insane. I would never try it.
You know, I would just take my chances, and if it breaks, I'll just send it back to Microsoft.
Well, yeah, I mean, but...
but you void the warranty when you open it.
Yeah, but those are people who had already voided the warranty by opening it up and
doing other shit. Right, modding, yeah. I haven't even seen any of the modded Xboxes, but I remember the Xboxes. I have one, and it's just... Some of the stuff those guys just can do is insane.
Oh, on the original?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I fucking hated those people.
The guy I work for, his son, his friend mods Xboxes. He has one
punch
Xbox that if you play Halo on it, it will shoot warthogs.
Oh, I know, dude. That's a cache editor. I have the same thing.
Cache.
It's so smart. Oh, yeah, cache. Yeah, my bad.
Do you have a modded Xbox, Mark?
Yeah, I have a modded original. Oh, well, I didn't take it online or anything. But it's pretty cool. It's a 120 gigabyte hard drive.
Did you do it yourself?
No, I had a guy do it for me. When I bought like my first Xbox, it was like $50.
I was having dinner with my parents and I was talking to my dad about it, and this weird looking dude looked like the Unabomber without the glasses and the hood and all. He just jumped into a conversation saying he would mod my Xbox for like $50.
Yeah.
I thought it was a little kind of weird.
I mean, it's pretty cool because you can change some of the game files, like Halo especially. I mean, it's changing the environment entirely where you can shoot anything out of any gun, really. Unless the frame rate gets so insane.
Are you shooting, like, real warthogs, or is it just changing the image?
No, well, you can change the image,
you're shooting warthogs.
But yeah, you can shoot real warthogs. Or I had it set up so you're shooting banshees.
So you'll shoot a banshee, and then somebody can go over to that banshee and fly it around?
Yeah.
Yep.
Fuck.
They can.
That's pretty cool.
Or you can kill them by actually squashing them with the damn thing.
Can you shoot dead bodies? A ragdoll dead body?
But you can shoot, like, actual, like, a Master Chief that just stands there.
Did you have a headshot sniper rifle?
What's that?
I didn't have that set up.
I didn't have the auto headshot set up on it, but I mean, you could definitely patch some of the files for the Halo game. Since the game itself is on the hard drive, you know, everything you can just manipulate somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, when you first saw someone fly out of the air from one end of the map to the other, you had to like freak out.
Oh yeah.
Like holy shit! And you just like murder your whole team.
Yeah.
The one I hated was we were playing against some modder.
I didn't think people would be able to mod the Xbox.
Yeah.
It took them long enough.
Yeah. We were playing against some modder, and he kept spawning us right in front of his turret gun. So he'd just mow us down right away as we spawned, and we just keep spawning there over and over again.
What, on Halo?
Yeah, Halo 2.
Yeah.
We'd spawn like 20 feet up in the air, so we'd have to fall down, so we couldn't move at all as we're falling through the air.
Yeah. On, what was the map called? Sanctuary. They had one team spawn with battle rifles, but the battle rifles had no ammo. And they spawned you in this corner. And then they were already there in banshees that were shooting wraith bullets. It was stupid. But I'm sure Bungie's really, like, that's one of their top priorities, is making sure that hackers have a real tough time.
That really ruined the game.
Yeah, it did get old. But then,
how infuriating was
it
to you guys? Like, when we were playing a while ago on Rainbow, the English. I mean, somebody would be blatantly in the open someplace and just, like...
Yeah, yeah, that shit was awesome. I never used it.
We had to go and develop tactics where we would just stall somebody with the frontal assault shooting dead at them while somebody else flanked them and shot them at the side.
Yeah.
I would just, like, peek around the corner if they would miss, because, you know, you know how you do the up and down dancing. I'd run back to the corner and then lean glitch them. And most of the time, if you lean glitch a lean glitcher, you'll kill him. I don't understand why. But most of the time, you would.
Remember that video that was online about the lean glitch? It was on the training map. They had two different teams that were trying to go across the training map and go and capture some of the other guys. But they had guys keep popping out the window and evading the shots. Oh, you have to try to find it online. Go to YouTube and type in...
English?
Rainbow Six Linglish. Rainbow Six Linglish. If you type in that, you'll get it.
I just found out on the other Rainbow, I have to take the light machine gun turrets off the bipod. That thing's pretty cool.
Wait, what?
You just run around. Yeah, you run around with a light machine gun. And when he shoots people, like, you, like, skate around, like, it's an ice effect.
Oh, okay.
Like, your legs are apart and everything, and it's, your arms kind of flail around. It's pretty funny.
What map do you have to do it on?
Wartown, the new map. It's like a real fucking Stalingrad, like, town with all these holes in the walls.
Yeah.
Fires and shit. It's pretty cool. You got a church in the middle.
Was that the same as Border Town?
Nah, this is like completely different. You got like a little.
It's like double the size. It's huge.
Yeah, it really is pretty big. On the other side of the map, you got like a ditch dammed up river, kind of. But it's like all urban. Pretty neat.
What were you saying, Pantera?
When's Scuba coming?
When he can get
Scuba?
Connected.
Oh, is that him?
Was that it?
Was that him?
Huh?
Oh. Oh, we got him.
What are you talking about?
We got him.
You're done. Ding, ding.
Sweet.
You're done, Carr.
What did he get?
Welcome back, Scuba.
Yeah, that's crazy. I haven't talked to Scuba in a while.
Is it the asshole can't fucking figure out his router?
The new Presidio is pretty neat. You know, like, most of the doors in the old Presidio? Like in the old Rainbow,
yeah.
They'd have like bars and you can look through the door. Well,
yeah,
you can actually
shoot through,
it.
Yeah.
You can throw nades through it. It's pretty neat.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Carr, when did he get a 360?
I didn't get that out of him.
Oh, did he call you or did you call him?
He sent me a message on the forums that he was going to be back on and I shouldn't tell anyone. And then he was trying
to... We'll just edit this out.
Yeah. He won't know.
Everybody pause for editing.
Yeah, I've already marked down the time.
Three car off. I didn't really. I just said it like that to see if I could get Carr to say anything. I just basically blindly threw it out there.
And Carr goes, he
bit
connected
it.
Yet.
I knew exactly what I was doing, Pan.
Yeah, whatever, Carr.
Well, you said it, and they were in the middle of a conversation, and I came back to it. Hello? I have it recorded.
Oh, I was going to bring it up again.
He has it on tape. Or whatever you call it these days.
It's on disc. But, yeah, he just can't connect up to us. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
What's his gamer tag? Because right now on my friends list, I have three that were... prior Scuba names, like Lieutenant Scuba Steve, and then BLS Scuba Steve.
It's...
Is there a rumor of Gojira coming back or something, or being about? I haven't seen him.
I haven't heard anything of that.
Where'd Angel go?
18.
Do you have his gamer tag, Carr?
Team Care Bear?
Ralphus?
What the fuck was it?
Ralphus?
Huggy Bear.
I'll let him give his gamer tag out on the forums.
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
Alphys?
Bro, you should come back to Rainbow Tigers Club.
Yeah, you guys, really, man. I'm ready to play some Rainbow.
I don't have the new map
sitting for me there.
The maps are all free now.
The maps are free.
They're all free.
Yeah, they're all free now.
Free now.
Yeah, I was playing that
Tigers Squad.
The new Presidio map.
We need Fred though. Where's Fred been?
Where's Fred?
That's not talking. It was actually like his friend playing.
Dude, Fred's on WoW.
Really?
Yeah, that's the last time I saw him.
No, I'm playing Final Fantasy right now.
God, is that game even good?
Yeah, I've been playing it for a while. It's basically, if you compare Final Fantasy and WoW is more of an instant gratification, arcadey thing. Final Fantasy's more in-depth and long-term.
Whereas, like,
but in turn,
whereas
it
someone
takes
in the middle would
something.
Put it, someone in the middle would say Final Fantasy is a grind. Final Fantasy is too fast. And WoW is too
Final
fast.
Fantasy, if you don't know how to play it, it'll take you forever to get experience. But if you know how to play it, and you figure out efficiency on there, it's quick to level up. But you just have to learn to be efficient.
I don't know.
You know
Japanese
people
made
life,
it. I don't
really
like Japanese.
Final Fantasy.
If you don't like Japanese, then you don't like the vast
like
majority
Japanese
of video games
software.
That you play.
I play in Microsoft, shut up.
I'd have to agree, though. I don't,
Lord
I don't
knows
like
there aren't a lot of Japanese employees.
say, Nolan? I said I'd have to agree that I do not like the normal genre of Japanese RPG.
Yeah.
But an MMO to me is a lot different, though, you know.
I also don't like anime, so kind of...
I mean, on here, you have different things you can do that would be similar to, like, a single-player Final Fantasy game. And then you have other things where you can do player versus player and go and fight real people. And there's all different kinds of stuff you can do on here. Yeah. On here, though, you can't just do it, you can't do it just willy-nilly like you can on WoW. You can't just go up to somebody and just whack them. You have to be in certain areas.
Well, depending on what server you go, what type of server you go on. Like, on PvP, a lot of people just walk up to you and whack you.
Well, dude, I was on WoW and had 40 people walk up to me and just start attacking me. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you can't do
like,
that
I'm just
on,
to
on here. You have to be really
crazy out there, man.
What?
Yeah. All right. You guys have anything else you want to bring up, talk about, record?
No.
Since we actually have a decent number of people here tonight, I've got just a few bits of clan business, and these are just things I want to bring up. You know, a while back, King Ace had suggested we have like a card night. Any of you guys want to do that? Get together, play some Uno or Texas Hold'em?
Texas Hold'em.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Does it still cost money to buy Uno and all that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm
not doing it though.
It's not that bad.
At
least get Texas Hold'em. Hold'em's cool.
Yeah. Uno comes with the Vision Cam, and Texas Hold'em is free that 1 week or whatever. A lot of people.
I think that'd be good. Yeah, I'd do it.
All right. Then, anyone have any graphic ability might be able to come up with a clan logo? I want to put a logo on the website, and I keep trying to make something, and they always turn out like crap. So I don't know. You guys, if you're thinking about it one day and you're just piddling around, you know, send them my way. And then that's it. That's what I had. Unless you guys want to.
We need intro music.
Well, yeah, you said you were working on podcast music. If you got that, send.
I got a Black Label Society song.
Send it to me.
All right.
The day you left me, the day you left me for a girl, I thought you loved me. Now she's the center of your world, so when I asked you if we'd ever love again, now I know why you said let's be friends, cause you're a lesbian. Took that business trip, suspicion came to me. I never met that client of yours, the one you had to see. But right before you left, I calmly asked you for his name. You turned to me and said his name was Jessica McLean. Well, I'm sorry for assuming that your client was a guy. I guess I'm insecure, although I'm not the jealous type. I hope you have a lot of fun and things work out just right. Your business is important, so go get that client tonight. Many business trips have passed in the last 5 weeks. How important can this client of yours possibly be? You see her on the weekends and you call her every night. You say it's strictly business, but I know something's not right. Then one day I was surprised when the doorbell rang. I opened up the door and there was Jessica McLean. She handed me a gift and said, please give this to your wife. Tell her it's my way of saying thank you for last night.
was alone, then opened up that box. I found some body lotions and a pair of plastic things. But when I read that little note, it made my nostrils flare. It said, let's hope your husband doesn't ruin our love affair. Oh my darling, after all these years, 3 to be exact, how could you do this to me? I thought you loved me back. She said she'd rather be just friends, and I tried to explain, then ran off with her client, never to be seen again. The day you left me, the day you left me for a girl, I thought you loved me. Now she's the center of your world, so when I ask you if we'd ever love again, now I know why you said let's be friends, cause you're wrong. Now I know why you said let's be friends, cause you're wrong. Just be friends.